They let me graduate high school just because they chose not to keep me. And I didn't qualify. I even made a grade that was called an E. That was, I think, an innovation and in academics. And I didn't go to college right away. It was just a floater. I even started working to try to be a boxer or something, you know. But then I got hit, and I found it to be very unattractive and not really a lot of fun. And so I decided to try to do something else, and I thought, college, I'll go to college. But I couldn't get into college because of my grades. And a part of the problem was that, well, I just never studied. I didn't even show up a lot of times at school. I guess I should have, but I didn't. And I do have one line from Shakespeare that has moved me and over the years. And Shakespeare said, I want to quote to you my Shakespeare. And so now you can go back and say, this is a very, very elitist group here. And Shakespeare said this, some men are born great, others attain greatness. So others have greatness thrust upon them. See, I knew I was not born great. It was pretty obvious. My mom would say, Alex, what a beautiful baby. Oh, with his black curly hair and black eyes. Oh, Duffy, what a beautiful baby with her red hair and green eyes. And Lee, what a beautiful baby with her blonde hair and brown eyes. Erwin, he looked like a rat. So I was pretty clear. I had no noble beginning. And said, some men are born great. I was disqualified. Others attain greatness. It was clear. My last day of high school, my English teacher came up to me. She was a little upset because I broke most of the bones across my hand in a football game. And I played for another month that way before I put it in the cast. And so I couldn't write pretty much my whole senior year. And so on the last day of school, I turned in all my English papers. I could have done it sooner, but I just thought it was fun to do that. And she was so angry. She said, Erwin, have you thought about going to college? And I said, maybe. And she said, you will never make it. I said, thank you. And that was my last day of high school. So it was clear to me I had not attained greatness. I begged my way into school, got my way into college, and I got to tell you, there was nothing in my life that would ever say I would end up writing a book. But then what it tells us in the scriptures is that when you enter a relationship with the living God, greatness is thrust upon you. Whether you recognize it or not, no matter who you are or where you've been, no matter how ignoble your birth, no matter how under-resourced or under-talented you might think you are, when Jesus Christ enters your life and you live in the presence of God, greatness is thrust upon you. You now have a destiny of divine proportion to fulfill. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a Latino. I'm from El Salvador, Central America. Yes, that's right. But my name's Erwin McManus.